The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Hey!
Yo, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. We are here. We are upon 2018. I'm going to make sure this goes out today, actually. I'm not even going to wait.
Yes!
This is our NYE episode of The Kickout. So we are going to reflect on the year 2018. The full team is in the building in the new Kickout. What do we call this?
Studio. HQ.
Yeah. There we go, yeah.
I like HQ. So what we're going to do is rewind and run down the year that was 2017. Do you know what? First, before we do that, do we think it was a good wrestling year?
Or wow, wrestling straight year? In.
Flu, you start.
Well, Skills obviously sent us the list to go through, yes, to review, and nothing jumped out for me. Okay. So I would say I think it's been a pretty poor year. But obviously, let's be positive. Yeah. Let's be positive. There's been some great stuff. But I would say, yeah, maybe not the most amazing year.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it hasn't... There wasn't anything... Like you said, there wasn't anything that stood out. There wasn't, like, a standalone, really good pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Like, I usually really like the Royal Rumble, and I watched it again, and I was like, oh, this is a bit whack.
I don't remember the Royal Rumble.
Randy Orton won. I had to really think about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No surprises.
Yeah.
The biggest surprise was Ty Dillinger, and how did that go? Yeah.
Yeah.
Skills.
Yeah, it was up and down.
It's up and down.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Okay. Well, before we get into, like, our...
But it had some highs. We'll talk about the highs, and it had some lows.
Before we get into categories, do we talk about anything outside the ring before we get into
it? Vince McMahon apparently wants to resurrect the XFL.
Why?
This is, you know what I mean? I'm somebody that has no, and I do not understand American football.
Oh, really?
I've never understood, like, running, stopping, running. I don't get it.
End game, time out.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It's the weirdest sport that American people love. And I can just watch it and be like, this is dumb.
Apparently, XFL was ahead of its time in regards of how they use cameras now in the sport of American football.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, Vision has a lot to play into what's been happening with how they use angles and how they do replays or whatever. And that's probably why he kind of revolutionized. No, I'm not going to say he's fully revolutionized American football. I'm not going to give Vision that much credit. But it's kind of aided to the changes of American football's experience. It's interesting because I know American footballers, a lot of them have been going down with concussions. Apparently the laws are being a bit more tight with concussions, and here's the reason why WWE and Daniel Bryan have this legal battle right now. And apparently it's getting worse before American football.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe having something like XFL will be a good alternative. I just hope Vince doesn't bring it back to do exactly what he did, because it flopped. So why would you do that? Unless
He's pulled out 100 mil plus, hasn't he, from the shares.
He wants to do something totally, completely new and try to, like, Obviously, it's always... Did you ever watch the documentary of the X-Men? Yeah, amazing. Yeah. So you can see at the end, it really bothered Vince that he couldn't be successful in that.
Right.
So, but wow, what a risk to do that again. You're going to... What? You might end up broke.
Well, the NFL is on the decline. There's a lot of people that are boycotting the NFL.
Yeah.
Because of concussions.
Yeah. No, not even because of that.
No. Because of how they handle...
Black athletes, the racial issues.
Right.
The racial issues as well, and how, a lot of the owners and teams are, like, really super rich white guys that,
so it's similar to the Premiership then. It's just, it used to be the working man's game and stuff like that, and now we're so distant from these people.
Yeah.
Normal people are so distant from these superstars. But maybe that's what Vince is going to, you know, grab. You know, the whole fact is these guys will be larger than life. Isn't it like normal American football, but they do promos and they have silly names and stuff like that?
That's basically, and there's tweaks to the rules as well. There's some changes that they don't do in America football.
But basically, we don't care, do we?
Not really.
What else? Well, obviously, big news.
Soccer.
No, leave the beautiful sport of football alone.
I want to see that.
Talking of which, Skillet. stealing another player from my Southampton.
Oh, yeah, Liverpool, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with wrestling.
Yeah. The Southampton B team, Liverpool.
Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah, 75 million.
Signed to Liverpool FC, which is great. It's going to strengthen our squad. It's still not going to affect our defensive issues, but it's a good start.
It's a good player, though, mate. Good player. But, Royal Rumble. Women's Royal Rumble. What do you think? Yes. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Tay is hanging out of her ass today.
I am a mess. I'm not going to lie.
Tay went out partying until 6 a.m. She did give us fair warning this was going to happen. but she really lived up to what actually happened. And she got towed up. And now she's quite drunk. Oh, not drunk, sorry. She's in a hangover.
Hanging.
So, Tay, while Skillet pokes you in the belly, if you would, Skillet, thank you very much. What was your opinion of the Women's Royal Rumble? Are you happy? Are you happy as
a
woman?
I am happy.
How are you with yourself?
No, I'm happy that it's happening. I didn't like the way it was announced.
It was a shoot, wasn't it? None of them knew.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Definitely McMahon could go do one.
I don't
think
none of them knew.
No, they didn't know.
I don't believe
that. Oh, I think they guessed. They're not stupid, are they?
Yeah. But it did look. It looks
the tears, and then obviously Alexa, the big heel, hugging Steph. Oh, I guess that makes sense. They're both heels, but just people who hate each other in the ring together. It just it was so clunky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then she had the nerve to say, "And if anything deserve a yes chant right now, my God, this is the time." Shut up.
What?
Yeah.
Don't ever shit on Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I am. I'd rather watch the Women's Royal Rumble than a match, than some throwaway.
I think what's going to happen, right? The Women's Royal Rumble will be they'll probably cater the Women's Royal Rumble to be the actual great Royal Rumble match instead of having surprises. The only surprise they might have is Ronda Rousey. But it will probably actually cater the women to have a great Royal Rumble match, and the men's match now is going to be a fucking circus now. Yes. Because they're going to save one for the other. Oh, we can't have two matches with too much surprises. One surprise for the women, Ronda Rousey. Men is going to have, maybe going to have people from the 80s, people from the 50s, people from the 70s. This guy's going to be here.
Jim Duggan, exactly. You thought
this guy was fired, but actually he's really in the Royal Rumble. Ziggler's going to win it, by the way. And it's just...
Is that seriously your call?
I think Ziggler's going to win and Ronda Rousey's going
to
win.
But this week on Raw...
And I'm going to win 666 pounds.
This week on Raw, though, Roman Reigns has a match with Samoa Joe for the IC title. I've got this horrible feeling Joe's going to win the title and Roman Reigns will win the Royal Rumble.
Or Reigns will do so well that they tease the Philly fact that he's going to win it. Oh my God, he's going to win. And Ziggler is the one that wins it. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and I will put Ziggler over.
100%.
If he is the one to eliminate Roman at the end.
100%.
You guys seriously think... I know they're investing in Ziggler at the moment, but you guys seriously think that they're going to go that far?
On the Edge and Christian podcast... And spoke the truth about everything that he went through at WWE, how he nearly left the company 2 years ago, they paid him more money. everything that we had since I started the Kick Out with Ace, we've done nothing but bash Ziggler because of WWE. I think it's time they gave Ziggler a big one.
Yeah, man.
He listed his accolades on SmackDown of everything he's achieved. He didn't lose the US title. He forfeited the US title. You think they're going to let a man forfeit the US title and sack him?
I think he's still about. I just don't think he's going to be in that highlight.
Yeah. I do nothing with him?
They're going to do something, but he's not getting crowd reactions. I don't think he's championship level, is he?
You eliminate Roman Reigns in Philadelphia, my friend, you get into
That's a very good point. Very good point. Yeah.
A huge pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
His reaction on SmackDown, though, when Daniel Bryan... Like, the crowd really still don't care about him.
In fact, they were chanting in Rusev.
Yeah, they were.
Rusev's the guy.
Rusev's going to be... He's going to do it. I told you. He's the next Daniel Bryan, man.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I would... If I was the writers' committee, I would put Ziggler to win that.
I would as well. But I would get...
I would like that. I just don't think that's going to happen. I hope it does. I truly do. What else was there? Injuries.
Yeah, Paige was injured in a house show. Sasha Banks kicked her in the back and popped out her shoulder. Yeah. So she might be out for a little while.
That's a shame.
Yeah. I think AJ's got a nagging injury, so he's been taking off house shows, but he's still doing TV, so he's all right. Yeah, Paige, she could be out of the Rumble.
Yeah.
What was the other...
Dean Ambrose is out for 9 months.
Dean Ambrose, they reckon SummerSlam, so he's going to miss WrestleMania and everything, yeah. Great. Apparently he's
back as a heel, though.
He's had an injury. He's had the injury for ages. He did it on a table spot like 2-3 months ago, and he's been working injured. And then yeah, they had the doctor finally checked him, and they're like, ah, no, you need to get this sorted. Yeah.
So that's now that's going to delay things with Jason Jordan, right? Because they were hoping to push make him a heel before Mania.
Jason Jordan.
Yeah.
What, the new tag champion, Jason Jordan?
They're not going to do that now.
They can't.
He's going to be delayed. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
They're not going to make it.
What a flop comeback for the Shield.
That was
a
yeah.
Terrible.
But we'll talk about that when we do our yearly review.
Meningitis, now an injury. This is really bad.
And Kurt Angle. Donning the Shield clothes.
So
is tag team champion with Seth Rollins. We're not going to talk about Raw this week. We're just going to mention Raw.
Who did Tommy injure this week?
Brian Kendrick.
Kendrick.
Kendrick's
nose.
I was saying, he comes.
Go to sleep.
He comes back.
The crowd didn't even chart to him.
Yeah.
They showed Hideo Itami respect, which is great, because Hideo Itami was going off on Twitter saying, listen, don't disrespect me in Chicago. I'm going to be in Chicago. I know what's going to happen. This is my move, innit?
And that's the problem. He comes back,
and
he tweets
it. And Chicago, actually, was one guy trying to go, CM Punk. And then Chicago was like, nah, let's just leave it. They actually showed him respect, which I was so happy for, because he does deserve that. And he ends up breaking somebody's face.
And then rumour is he's been told, so after that, it's my move. The GTS is mine. Rumour is, because he used a submission move on the next week's match.
The rings are set.
That
never was using.
Which means he could lose. He might lose the GTS after Moni. Wow. It's my move. Oh, he got too excited. Did you see the replay though?
No.
Oh. I mean, and Brian Kendrick is an absolute pro, so you'd like to think Kendrick hasn't buried him or anything out, but it's just, I don't know.
I doubt it.
I mean, these things happen. But you see it. His knee goes up. Kendrick's completely in the wrong place. It's one of those ones, yeah.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. Well, is it? I mean,
it is a shame.
To be fair to me,
Kendrick, a massive loss.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
I'm talking about him losing the move.
Kendrick.
My point is, I don't think they'll let make him lose the move.
Brian Kendrick is a massive loss for the locker room. He's not necessarily a massive loss for the TV. Oh. Itami, for me, I think, hasn't worked. I think it's go back to Japan or go back. Oh God, that sounded racist. I mean, go to Ring of Honor, go to Japan or just go back to Japan. I meant go back, reboot. I mean, because unfortunately the WWE, it hasn't worked. He's one of those guys that he just, because think about it, this week on 205 Live, he was shouting at the audience, show me respect, show me respect. It's like, what, you're 2 weeks in and he's already doing the Ziggler show me respect thing. I mean, it hasn't worked. Skills, be honest, it hasn't worked, has it? Good luck to him, though. What else? The all-in Ring of Honor events. You know, they said they were going to do 5 in all the major cities. They've probably pulled out of that now. I don't think they're going to be. They probably won't. Well, they might do one in London. But have you heard? They are definitely doing one event in Chicago. Yeah, I found that very interesting that they are doing an event and it is going to be in Chicago. That should be good.
That's CM Punk's going to go back.
Yeah, but they probably know that just if they speculate, do you know what I mean? They might sell a few tickets just on he might show up, do you know what I mean?
Punk knows the play on that.
He's mate to him as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think it's impossible.
I don't think it's impossible. He might even show his face.
I doubt Punk will want to go back to wrestling.
Yeah, I know. I'm just being one of those guys, aren't I?
Yeah, it's good to
know. Hey, on the map. What other news is there? I think that's pretty much. Obviously, it's Christmas season, so it's been a bit. Rockstar Spud was backstage at SmackDown, but we know that's happening. And the Batista talks keep on rumbling.
Yeah.
I mean, Batista come back to win the Rumble.
Again?
No, they're talking about Batista Goldberg WrestleMania. That's.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, it's a bit.
That never happened before.
They had one match on Raw when Batista was in Evolution.
What happened?
Just a normal match because Batista wasn't a big name then.
Oh, right.
He was like a henchman before.
What about Batista Cena? Something like that. So the two movie stars.
I love that.
Batista Cena Rock.
I don't
in
see
a three way.
No, I don't see any of that, man. It's terrible.
Yeah. Thing is, I never felt. I always feel like Batista didn't quite.
Is he?
It wasn't fair.
What do you mean?
That second run, I don't think it was fair on him. He was there at wrong place,
is
wrong
he
time.
Oh, great.
No.
Like,
he's almost great.
He was built to be the great.
Yeah, he was.
He will get Hall of Fame because of his status and whatnot. But is he a great?
He's not.
No.
Interesting.
I'm not interested in Batista. He's never.
I think he's up there, but he's not one of the. You can play higher, lower. Okay, hey, let's play higher, lower.
Okay.
I'm going to say a person. You say higher, lower. All right. So Batista.
Lower.
Right there. Okay, and then I'm going to say Edge.
Higher.
Edge higher than Batista.
100%.
Then I'm going to say Punk.
Higher.
Higher than Edge.
Higher.
I'm going to say Arn Anderson.
Higher.
Higher than Punk.
In regards of what?
Just their careers. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're doing.
Is he higher?
Is he higher than Punk? Yeah. Okay, Arn Anderson. Okay,
is Arn Anderson higher than Batista? Though?
Yes. So Arn Anderson's not higher than Punk, but he's higher than Batista.
See, we need to define that game, lady. I shouldn't just hit people with games, should I? So we need to define games. We're doing the Bruce Forsyth. Hello. You know that in this game. That was a real.
I don't know if you can say
what are you talking about though? Personality, fame,
career.
Career. Anderson has got a much better wrestling career than in Batista. Anderson is a legend.
He's a world champion.
He's a legend.
He's a world champion.
He's a legend.
Has he ever been a world champion?
No, but
exactly.
But, yeah. But so what? Vince McMahon was a world champion.
No, but Vince McMahon is that.
David Arquette is a world champion.
No, you can't do that.
What's the point?
You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
That was an interesting interview. There was an interview with Triple H this week on one of the stations in America and stuff like that. And Triple H was saying in NXT, he pretty much knows who's going to do all right. You know, he didn't name names, but, you know, he's talking about Bayley and people like that. He's saying you can see these people in NXT who are perfect for NXT, then go to the main roster and they're not quite going to make it. But he used a name. He said he knew that. He said he didn't use much of Elias in NXT because he knew Elias was going to smash it on the main roster, and he was absolutely correct.
It's probably the same as going to happen with Velveteen Dream. I don't know.
We don't trust anything you say anymore.
Oh!
Why is that?
Wow.
Go on.
Wow.
Wow.
No.
It's about time this happened.
How many NXT fans have done well? How many NXT stars? And is Elias really doing well?
I think Elias is doing very well.
And who's doing well?
Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens.
They don't count.
Yes, of course they count.
They don't count.
Of course they count.
The same reason why AJ doesn't count of why
AJ wasn't in NXT, so we can't even use him.
Let me finish what I was saying.
You're saying
AJ doesn't count of what happened beforehand because AJ was really a big name. Same level of big name that Samoa Joe carries, and the same level of big name as who's the other person you mentioned?
Kevin Owens.
Same level. Ring of Honor. They're all Ring of Honor. So they're stars of Ring of Honor before. And they're stars of the wrestling business before they came to WWE.
You're asking me people that have come from NXT that have done.
You cannot give credit to NXT for what Joe and Owens achieved.
We can't.
That's my whole point. You can't mention it.
You're right about that.
100%. So who else? Exactly.
Wait, Finn Balor.
Finn Balor's different. That's from New Japan.
Finn Balor hasn't smashed it though.
That's what I'm saying.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
You're mentioning NXT stars, yeah? You're mentioning people that already made names before the NXT. Them guys don't count.
Okay.
I'm talking about people that NXT built from the ground up. That hasn't worked.
Just NXT were Bayley, Sasha Banks, Tyler Breeze, The Ascension. Who else did just NXT come up with?
There you go. That's the names I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've all... Yeah. Ty Dillinger...
And whose fault is that? That's them.
Not mine. Bizarrely, American Alpha are actually doing probably the best, those two. Now they've split. Of all the NXT guys, who's doing better?
Jason Jordan.
I mean, then again, Big E. Oh, there you go. Xavier. But Sasha Banks has had the women's title 5 times.
Yeah.
I mean, it is weird how we say they haven't made it, and they blatantly made it. You know what I mean?
Xavier's teenagers.
Yeah, but no one really credits him. At all. You don't even remember him at TNA.
Yeah, consequences.
No, I don't really remember that one.
Yeah, Raw and SmackDown. I thought Raw and SmackDown were good this week.
I didn't hardly saw SmackDown.
Raw, yeah, actually was decent.
I saw...
Tag Team Champions.
I didn't see that. I saw Roman Reigns.
Joe, that was enjoyable.
I don't really understand why Roman got so angry.
Because he's the big dog.
Did they want to make?
He's the big dog, Ace.
Did they want to make?
Why did he get angry? It's because he's the big dog.
By a pinfall, did they want to make Joe lose?
But always, but it shows you. Maybe Raw wasn't amazing, but because the crowd was good, the Chicago crowd's so good, it makes a mediocre show instantly a bit better. CM Punk chance this week.
Yeah.
And you know it's in Chicago. That first match with Cena and Elias didn't quite.
Squash.
didn't quite. Well, it's 18 minutes. Well, Elias did really well.
It was a long match.
18 minutes. You must have forward winded, my brother.
I must have forward winded. Yeah.
It was a terrible match, though.
Yeah, obviously.
18 minutes?
Something like that, yeah. And at the end, they obviously messed up, and then they started to start chanting boring, didn't they? So they had to go home. It was a very awkward ending, wasn't it? But SmackDown, because are we talking about the shows this week? We're not going to go through them and stuff.
We can
talk about highlights. Highlights for me then this week was you and me were talking in the car skills. It's obviously back in the day you had the SmackDown 6. I think you've now got the SmackDown 9 with those tag teams.
Yeah.
With the Usos and American Beta and New Day and...
American Beta.
And New Day and Yusef Day. But the match on Clash of Champions, the match that night, I could watch those guys wrestle over and over again.
Great match.
Outstanding.
Match as well.
And did you see Aiden English?
Oh, Rusev worked.
Can I just say...
Rusev was a call-up that worked.
But just about. Like, it's working.
Bray Wyatt worked. No. The Wyatts worked, but that was their storyline, wasn't it? That was their gimmick. That wasn't Vince's gimmick.
Can I say though?
That was a Triple H's gimmick.
I know Rusev's getting these pops, and I love that the crowd loves him. I don't want him to pander to the crowd though. I don't like.
I agree with that.
When he interacts with them, I think all of that stuff.
When he makes his nipples go up and down, Rusev, yeah. Rusev, put your nipples down, brother.
He takes away from it. Like, he still needs to stay.
100%.
Like, you're not John Cena in it. Chill out. Just like let them cheer for you, but don't pander to them too much. You're diluting it. But that's all. That's my only criticism of the Rusev fame at the moment. But I do love it, though. Don't you feel about Aiden English, though?
No.
He's I think Aiden English... it's just like I was about to say. Did you see Aiden English give the Eddie Guerrero tribute?
Yeah, amazing.
And he looked up, because obviously it's his father-in-law, isn't it? Yeah.
Amazing frog splash for Eddie. Never met. I don't think you met Eddie, though, did you?
But still, I think Aiden English is probably happy as Larry because he probably thought his career was over, mate.
What's that
guy's
name?
Simon Gotch.
Or Simon Botch.
They were going to do really well.
I thought they were brilliant in NXT.
You thought Enzo and Cass was going to be big stars.
Come on, when they came, they were killing it.
They flopped.
Enzo is not flopped. How has Enzo flopped?
When they first came,
Enzo's not flopped.
Enzo
should be. And you think Enzo's not a flop?
He's
where Enzo should be.
He's got a 1-hour TV show based entirely around him. How can you say that's a flop?
I love the fact you say.
Oh, he's dropped the mic.
I love the fact you say Enzo's got a 1-hour TV show based around him.
Yeah.
If you say Hideo Tami, who's going to be the main guy soon on that
he's
show.
Not.
He's going to be. Oh, that's the reason why they picked him up.
He's not.
He's going to win the title, bro.
Oh, yeah, he'll win the title. But...
So what are you going to say? What's going to happen?
The show will still
be hasn't got a 1-hour thing.
The show will still be based around him.
He'll still be based around Enzo. This week, Enzo wasn't on it, but they had four packages about him.
He's a flop.
Enzo is not a flop.
Right, I would go as far to say Enzo is the most successful NXT call up.
Oh, no, I don't think that.
You're wrong there.
Who's been more successful than Enzo Amore?
Rusev. Big E.
Rusev. Yeah. Oh, hang on.
Bray Wyatt.
You know what? No, Big E. Bray Big Wyatt, has he? If you're talking about Enzo hasn't filled his potential, how the feck can you say Bray Wyatt hasn't filled his potential?
It hasn't, but he's definitely more of a success than Enzo.
Talking of which, he got a pop.
Former world champion. You guys want to use that world champion thing again?
Yeah, and how did that go? What a great match that was versus Randy Orton in the video match. Yeah. Bray Wyatt got a pop in Chicago, didn't he? He's still over in Chicago, man.
Broken out.
Yeah, but what was that? Obviously, Vince likes the laugh. Yeah, what was that? I've got this nasty feeling. I've got this nasty feeling. Vince is putting his dirty, grubby hands on the Broken Matt character, and it's
Vince has found out what TNA was because of Matt.
What?
You did this in another promotion. Let me see the footage. Oh, this is genius.
Samoa Joe's getting a nice little push. Do you think is he getting the IC belt next week?
If not next week, definitely in the month of January.
Well, what else have I got here on Neil's notes? Finn versus Kurt Hawkins. Obviously, again, they just don't know what to do with Finn at the moment. But this this Kurt Hawkins thing, are they building towards Kurt having a massive win at some point?
Probably.
WrestleMania. Yeah.
No. But
probably. It'll be
like,
under the giant memorial.
No, I don't think that.
Under the giant memorial.
You might do like a ladder match. Like the Zack Ryder thing. Remember when Zack Ryder won at IC Belt?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more like 1-2-3 Kid Razor. I think it'll just be somebody will be taken on Kurt, you know, some week on Raw.
It's going to happen at the Raw anniversary.
Who knows?
25 years. Finn Balor.
What? No.
Who's it going to be?
It's going to be a heel. Oh, God, I don't know.
Who's going to be?
I don't know.
Should we move on?
I think that was everything. Hang on. Well, obviously, AJ versus Kevin Owens. Actually, the best match they've had though so far.
Yeah.
Would you say? I'd say that that's the best match they've had. All the others have disappointed. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
And I would say Ty Dillinger probably brought out a pretty good match in. I thought Jinder Mahal was effective this week, going for the US title.
So it's interesting. So it was Bobby Roode versus Baron Corbin, and then Roode won. Jinder defeated Ty. Next week is going to be Zach and Mojo Rawley.
Yeah.
And Xavier Woods versus Aiden English. So Xavier Woods might be getting a US title push.
Xavier Woods versus Aiden English.
That's interesting, yeah.
That's the tournament. That's what it is.
I'm vaguely interested.
Jinder versus Xavier. Xavier might lose. But Xavier will... They'll probably try and do something with Xavier now. Solo-wise.
This is building
to... I always said that would be their choice. We always wanted Biggie,
yeah.
But I always knew the choice they would choose would be Xavier.
I still want it to be Kofi. I think Kofi deserves it.
I think all three deserve something.
Yeah.
And we're building towards a Jinder US title reign, then, aren't we?
100%.
Yeah.
Well, good for us. We called it. Good people. Good. Yeah. So, yeah, I actually thought...
Jinder Mahal's on NXT.
Okay.
I thought, not considering how bad Christmas events normally are, I thought Raw and SmackDown were reasonable.
They had to, man. It was
yeah.
Day, man.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
And they had no adverts. Why did they make them work?
Yeah, they had no adverts. But then adverts,
were they working?
Then they had more adverts in the second and third hour. Yeah. So it was like, so...
The network called them to do it, and there was no adverts on Raw.
Very strange.
All right, should we do it? The 2017 Kickout Podcast Year Awards. Music, please. Thank you.
That's a pleasure.
So these are the categories we have. We have Wrestler of the Year, Babyface of the Year, Heel of the Year, Match of the Year, Card of the Year, Tag Team of the Year, Character of the Year.
Then we said flop.
And we flopped. The biggest...
Botch flop.
Botch angle and the best angle of the year.
Are we all going to give our answers and then we come up with one who is the decisive kick out winner.
Yeah.
Everything you just said there.
Perfect. Could we please poke Tay in the stomach?
No.
Go ahead, Skillet. You feeling sick? You feeling a bit sick? Skillet. Off air, you were talking about your whiskey dick. Can you talk about more about that?
My whole thing was, when I'm on a date with a girl, I do not drink the beverage that is called whiskey. Because if things were to get a bit heated, and we were to... What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, I think you're about to say sodomize. I hope not.
No.
Fellatio.
So.
All right.
Ace is like our referee, man.
Yes, he is. Let's start off with Babyface of the Year. Coming to you first, Ace. Who is your choice for the best face in the WWE business of 2017?
I'm going to go with AJ.
AJ Styles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Reasons? I think what since he's turned face, I don't think he's a person that polarizes people. I think everybody just loves him. You know, he'll never get a boo. I think no one's against him. I think you can't be a wrestling fan and dislike AJ Styles. I think he's just like... I think even when he tried to be a heel... He was lovable in a weird way. And now he's a face, he's even more lovable. I want to go with face. Big face, best face of the year for me is AJ Styles.
Tay?
I have exactly the same one, AJ Styles, for the same reasons.
Blue?
I can understand both of them. I've gone for AJ Styles in another category, so I'm going to put forward John Cena as babyface of the year. Hear me out, people. okay, he hasn't done a full schedule this year, but at the beginning of the year he had some great back and forth with AJ. Plus, they had that incredible match where they didn't leave the ring once, which is why he's probably, that match is going to be up there for match of the year as well. They didn't leave the ring once. He brought the best out of Roman. He put over Roman. He put over Shinsuke. Whenever he does come back, he continues to put people over. You know, last week on Raw, there was some kid in the audience. He took off his t-shirt and gave the kid t-shirt. He continues to do the Make-A-Wish stuff. So this is purely, I kind of agree with you two, but I'm just putting forward, so we've got some kind of argument here. John Cena, as always, babyface of the year. Skillet.
I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan. I think he's enforced the rules of SmackDown Live and stuck to them by the book. He's always sided with faces, so he might as well be a face, because he is a face, and he was the face of SmackDown Live, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he always sides with faces, though.
Okay, all right, and that's good.
He's got a good relationship with, like, the Usos.
Usos, when they were heels.
Yeah, yeah.
He just do what's right all the time. Yeah. Daniel Bryan always does what's right. So I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan.
How do we work this out?
AJ Styles has won.
AJ Styles has won. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, babyface of the year, Skillet.
Hey, the phenomenal AJ Styles.
What does he win, Skills?
It's a double.
Nothing.
Heel of the year.
I was going to go with Jinder Mahal.
Okay.
Wow.
Then I remembered some of the amazing work that The Miz done this year.
Right.
So I'm going to go with The Miz. Amazing on the microphone. I think the inclusion of The Miztourage helped add a little extra thing to his character, as well as Maurice as well. He had some good matches. I think he's got better as a wrestler as well. Amazing on a microphone, he evokes so much response. Like, no one really likes him. Like, they cheer him because they don't like him, they boo him because they don't like him. I think Miz, for me, heel of the year.
Brought out some great stuff in Strowman as well, didn't he?
100%.
Kevin Owens is my heel of the year. Oh, for his,
I'm loving this.
Yep,
loving
with this. His angle with Jericho at the beginning of the year, it was amazing. And he's been like a consistent heel. He's a proper heel. Like, he'll take shit and he'll do shit as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think he's...
Give shit to the crowd and stuff. Give shit on Twitter.
Yeah.
I just find it amusing. While Tay was doing that, tears were rolling down her face because she wants to vomit so much, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. Poke her in the stomach, please, Skills.
No.
Poke her in the stomach.
Leave me alone.
Poke her in the stomach.
I'm going to go with The Miz. I do agree with Tay's points. I do think Kevin Owens has been phenomenal as a heel. But I think, for me, Miz has cut promos and done some things that made me jump out of my seat. Generally, like, yes, Miz. So, and you have to remember where my level of respect for Miz was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it is now, the whole turnaround. So, yes, definitely Miz for me, heel of the year.
I'm surprised none of you have gone with this guy. I'm going to go with Samoa Joe. Obviously didn't have much going at the beginning of the year, came up, you know, you were kind of worried at one point that he was going to not make it on the main roster, has had solid matches, brought amazing stuff out of Lesnar, did that stuff where he took Heyman to one side and was like whispering to him, incredible, had an incredible match at Great Balls of Fire, does stuff like tells Brock Lesnar to look at him when he's talking to him and stuff like that. Proper heel stuff, slightly off the cuff, has amazing matches, has bought the breast, you know, he's beaten all the Shield, and it looks like he's going to end the year with the IC belt. So I would put forward Samoa Joe as heel of the
like
year.
I still Miz wins.
You go with Miz.
I'm very surprised. But yeah, I think that Samoa Joe is a great call, actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, heel of the year is
The Miz.
Okay.
Tag team of the year. Ace.
Easy.
Come on.
Usos all day every day. I don't even need to explain why.
Yep.
They haven't had one shit match this year. They always shine. Current tag team champions. And he stepped up. I love Hill, Usos. They look sick. And I love that they always wear something different to the ring every week.
Which makes them feel more real.
They're badass, aren't they?
Everything about them is just sick. So I'm going to go to Usos.
I'm going to Usos as well.
Only problem I ever had with the Usos was their promos, and they have now they're the one of the best. Did you hear them this week watching that tag match saying they were mind photos?
Yeah,
we're taking mind photos, Usos all day, every day.
Say,
I should put the New Day.
You put the New Day.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Who have done amazing? Go on.
Yeah, because they've been great for the whole year. I like that they changed it. Well, they have like different costume changes. And they bring something different every time. Like, their promos are amazing. Like, I just think they're...
And they were getting annoying on Raw and on SmackDown. They've gone right back to being awesome.
Yeah, are they better? I don't think they're better than Usos. I think they're probably on the same level. But
I think, whatever, if the Usos win it, you have to have a caveat that with the New Day, that probably wouldn't have happened. Yeah. And if we give them to the New Day, you'd have to do the caveat that you wouldn't do about the Usos. So one without the other. But, without question, ladies and gentlemen, Tag Team of the Year... The Usos! I wasn't expecting that. That doesn't make sense. I wasn't expecting... It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. I was expecting the Usos. I wasn't expecting Skillet to point them. It doesn't matter. I love you guys.
Character of the Year. Ace.
Can you come back to me?
Tay.
Bray Wyatt. Okay. He has been a bit...
Wow.
It's been a bad year for him within WWE. But his character, you cannot fault his character. His character is one of the best characters. No, forget Sister Abigail. Let's just forget that little bit. House of Horrors. Let's just put that to the side. His character is one of the best characters in the WWE. You cannot fault Bray Wyatt for what he does in that role.
Yeah.
His character is amazing.
Yeah. That's your argument.
Yeah.
So he's had this character for a long time now,
and it's still relevant. He's still good at it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he still brings something to it.
I'm going to go with Braun Strowman. I feel that the way they pushed Braun this year, it's been amazing. Powerhouse, take no nonsense, monster. I think he's been the best character this year.
I didn't really have one, but I'm going to throw in a weird one. Character of the year.
You're going to go with Enzo, aren't you?
No. I was actually going to say, because of the situation he's in, and he's like kind of got that Justin Bieber, he should be popular, but he's not very popular. How about Roman Reigns as character?
He hasn't got a character.
Of the year.
What is his character?
Well, he's meant to be liked and he's hated. Do you remember how much he was booed after
WrestleMania?
That's not
a character.
Is it not?
That's just real life.
He's the big dog. But skills, he's the big dog. You know, I didn't have a character of the year and I was just trying to focus on Ian. But Enzo is actually an interesting one.
Ace?
Or Samoa Joe. There you go, I'll give you three.
I'm going with Strowman. I think Strowman was pushed the best.
What's his character other than being tall?
He's a powerhouse.
He's monster. A monster.
He's a monster as a character.
He's a monster.
He's a monster, he rolls through people and he's had a good year. Reigns hasn't had a good year this year.
And he can survive death.
Exactly.
he can survive death.
He can come back.
Strowman, character of the year. He's tall.
Tall.
That's his character.
Monster, bear.
But he's not a monster.
He's got a mohawk.
No, he's not a monster. He's tall. What is Braun Strowman's character?
That's a good point. He hasn't really got a character.
No, he doesn't. What is his premise like?
So Enzo then. Is Enzo the character?
It might have to be Enzo.
Yeah.
You said come back to you. We're coming back to you.
I mean,
it's not definitely not Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
There's an argument for the New Day.
Usos again.
There's an argument for Usos again.
I say Usos for the tag team.
I think we gotta go with Enzo though. I think we have to go with Enzo.
Enzo being entertaining this year.
Yeah, he has.
Also, you know what? I'm gonna sell it to you like this. Skills.
Yes.
He lives his character.
Drew Gulak.
No. You know what? I'm with you, Ace. I'm voting for Enzo Amore. He came out of that nightclub off his nut with the belt
around
his waist.
Driving
character
around.
Of the year, Enzo Amore.
Enzo Amore.
So, ladies and gentlemen, character of the year is
Enzo Amore.
And you can't beat
that.
Yeah,
that was
weird.
We didn't say Bludgeon Brothers. We should have. No.
I
apologise for the Roman Reigns stuff. I was really trying to say. Talking of which, though, Bludgeon Brothers, it's working, isn't it?
It is.
Keep it quiet. Don't it's actually working. I'm enjoying them.
Me too.
Shh.
Most abysmal storyline of the year.
So you mean biggest flop?
Yeah.
I'm not starting.
Oh, I didn't have storyline.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with three biggest flops of the year.
Shouldn't be that hard, though, Tay.
No, I'm going to hit you with four biggest flops of the year. One, Shinsuke Nakamura.
No, that's a storyline. I'm not talking about wrestlers.
Yeah, see, I have wrestlers.
The treatment of Shinsuke. These are my four flops of the year.
Oh, you mean flops of
the year. The treatment of Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay, I agree with that.
Two, the treatment of Ty Dillinger.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Three, the return of Kurt Angle. Four, the return of The Shield. All four, absolute flops.
I agree.
Okay.
I might go with The Shield, actually.
I'm going with The Shield with the biggest flop.
Yeah.
Because it was just, it didn't really happen, really. Have you seen Shield wrestle together in a match? Apart from that's not on, apart from Monday Night Raw.
They had one
have
match
had a
on Raw.
Together?
One match on Raw.
Apart from Raw, I mean.
Yeah.
Have you had a match on the pay-per-view?
Nope.
Do you know what I might also go for? Is the shit invasion line, storyline.
What's that?
Oh, God. The Survivor Series.
Yeah, that was dire.
No, we've forgotten one.
What?
That wins.
What?
House of Horrors.
House of Horrors.
Yeah.
Big flop.
Well, those are two different storylines, though.
Yeah, but it's terrible.
Just everything by
way.
You know, at the beginning, we were like, has it been a good year? We've just gone through seven storylines there that have been absolutely flops. So, how about this for flop of the year? 2017. think about it, because we could name more.
The
Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt. Sister Abigail stuff. Everything.
Yeah.
Best angle.
Randy Orton's haircut. Randy Orton's new waistcoat.
Best storyline of the year.
Pulling pancakes out of your trousers and then pouring them onto children's faces.
I love that.
You, what, I beg your pardon? You're talking about your whiskey, don't you?
Not children, no.
I see, I'll pick you.
Best storyline. I don't know what the best storyline of the year is.
Best storyline of the year, Tay. Tay, do you need a bucket?
No, I'm right. I didn't think about that one. I'm not going to lie.
Into your jumper. Are you all right?
Best yeah,
did you just vomit on yourself?
No.
Did you vomit on your own self?
I did not.
Oh, okay, good.
Best storyline of the year.
That's the problem. I can't think of one, babe.
I got one.
Go on, mate. Help me.
Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano.
Okay.
Okay, when did that happen? That was after the WrestleMania NXT, which was it?
Yeah.
Because that was awesome.
That was awesome.
Awesome match followed by an awesome turn. But the fact is, nothing happened after that.
Yeah, injury. But it still continues.
So you're saying the storyline of the year is one that hasn't happened?
Well, it happened when he turned it.
Oh, no, I've got a better one.
I was there.
The Festival of Friendship. Was that this year?
That was completed this year, but that originally started in end of last year. But we can count that.
Does that in that case, that includes the list, in which case you have my vote as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can count that.
Well, let's go with that then.
But, wait.
Okay, good one.
The match was disappointing.
It was. But I think the lead-up was good.
Yeah. We loved
the angle was good.
Jericho, and they were very funny.
Yeah, no, we can count that because that concluded the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to nick some of 2016.
So that's the same thing with Johnny Gargano.
So, ladies and gentlemen, storyline of the year.
Wait!
Oh!
What about KO Vince McMahon? That was good.
This KO and this KO Sami Zayn Daniel Bryan thing is quite good.
It's not amazing.
It's a bit convoluted for me.
Yeah.
It's a bit convoluted.
Yeah.
What are we saying? Storyline of the year is the Festival of Friendship.
I think Festival of Friendship wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, the storyline of the year is
the Festival of Friendship!
That's weak, man. Isn't
that was really weak. That's bad.
All year we couldn't think of it.
What about Hardy?
No. All right, pay-per-view of the year. I got mine already.
I was going
to
be bait and say Mania.
No.
Mania was a flop, man.
Mania was good.
Mania was good for the Hardys. You loved it because of the Hardys. That was a good moment.
That might be my favourite moment of the year.
Yeah.
If we got a moment of the year now.
Well, okay, let's do moment of the year and it's obviously the Hardys.
Hardys return. Yeah.
Pay-per-view of the year.
You help us here, mate.
NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3.
What was the card?
Andrade, CN Almas versus Johnny Gargano. The debut of Red Dragon before they came the Undisputed Era. Alistair Black took on Hideo Itami in a fantastic match. Drew McIntyre loses the title. Wins the title from Bobby Roode. And that's when the Undisputed Era debuted with Adam Cole. Fantastic card from start to finish. Brilliant.
Could someone remind me of the... I agree with that one, by the way, 100%. Could someone remind me of... I remember being vaguely impressed with Great Balls of Fire. Could someone
that
remind
was a good
me of the card?
Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, help me out. What else was there?
And Samoa Joe...
What else was there? Strowman... Was that Strowman Reigns as well?
Strowman Reigns. Fantastic match.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a lot of great matches as well. Strowman Reigns.
Neville... And Cesaro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt defeated Seth Rollins.
Right.
Big Cass.
Which was, yeah.
Big Cass beat Enzo Amore.
Yeah. Sorry, it's a squash.
Cesaro.
Yeah.
Beat the Hardy Boys.
Yeah. In a great match.
Sasha Banks beat Alexa Bliss. The Miz beat Dean Ambrose. Braun Strowman beat Roman Reigns. Heath Slater beat Kurt Hawkins and Brock Lesnar beat somebody.
I remember that being a good card.
I feel like it was
remember that was the one when Roman Reigns murdered Braun Strowman, which, by the way, we probably should have put that into storyline of the year, just in, not to win, but in the running. To be fair, I'm not a fan of either of them, because obviously, as we know, Strowman's character is just he's tall. Roman Reigns is the big dog. But that was it. Was they had good matches?
Didn't they had fantastic matches.
Yeah,
really good matches.
Go on, Tay, Ace, what you got, man?
What was
Royal Rumble disappointing?
Fastlane, was it Fastlane?
WrestleMania Fastlane disappointing. Right. What about how was SummerSlam like?
SummerSlam wasn't all good.
There was a few good matches. Actually, no, it was a kickoff with the Usos and the New Day.
Amazing, and the main event was.
And then the AJ Kevin Owens.
No, Fastlane was poor. Fastlane wasn't good.
There is a pay per view on was it
Clash of Champions?
Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't great.
So I'd have to go with you then, NXT Brooklyn.
Yeah, you might be there.
Alrighty.
Wait, yeah, so right. What was SummerSlam? What was SummerSlam?
Oh, that was terrible, man. Only had two good matches.
Was it Jinder versus Shinsuke Nakamura, which was
The Universal title match was amazing with the four behemoths.
That was a one match card, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, two match cards because of New Day at Usos.
But they were on the pre show.
Yeah, that's true.
Anybody else for card? Tay is falling asleep on the couch.
I would have put Hell in the Cell for the New Day and Usos and that Shane.
Sick. That was sick.
And Kevin Owens.
Very good point.
That was really good.
I'm not sure if it would win a match pay per view of the year, but that was a good. It was a good pay per view.
I think Hell in the Cell was good. I can remember.
We're tired, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Christmas period. You always get tired over the Christmas period, don't you? Over the Christmas and New Year's period, you always get tired.
Great Balls of Fire, that was wicked.
Right, that was great.
So in fact, so at the moment, so are we saying Great Balls of Fire, or are we saying NXT Brooklyn?
I'm sticking with NXT Brooklyn.
Tay, I think you've got the decider here.
I'm going to go with NXT Brooklyn.
NXT, ladies and gentlemen, the card of the year is...
NXT Brooklyn 3.
Alright. You were there, weren't you, Steve?
I was there. It was amazing. Oh. Now we've got 3 more, and we're done. Match of the year. Actually, no, that should be the last. Women Wrestler of the Year.
Yeah.
Ace.
Let's give it to... It's got to be Asuka.
I have to agree.
I'm going to put one against that. I don't think she's quite proven herself yet. I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss. No one was expecting anything from her. Her promos knock it out of the park. She has got the guts to say, you know, go outside of her script and stuff like that. So I would put forward Alexa Bliss for Female Wrestler of the Year.
I agree.
I would like to back that.
I agree.
I'm going to disagree with that. With the point of nobody's expected anything from her, because she proved herself when she became SmackDown Women's Champion, and then that carried on to Raw last year. So she's had like a year already of what we can expect.
True.
This year, for me, I don't have any memorable moments of Alexa Bliss. She had that awful promo with Bailey program when she did "This Is Your Life."
That wasn't her fault though.
It doesn't matter. She still did it. She's still part of it.
She's still carrying the division.
Though. She's carrying the female division, yes, as a personality.
Yeah.
But she's done that already. I gave her Women Wrestler of the Year last year.
Right.
This year for me, I think Asuka's been flawless. Nothing but great matches after great matches. Still undefeated, and that's going to continue hopefully. I think Asuka deserves it.
Looks like Tay's got the decider, Tay.
Mine's Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
So we've got two for Asuka.
I'm changing mine to Alexa Bliss. Okay. I'm sorry. I think Alexa Bliss deserves it.
I think Asuka needs more time.
Yeah. On the main roster.
In that case, ladies and gentlemen, the female superstar of the year is
Alexa Bliss.
Alright, she should go back to having the pigtails though.
That's an NXT.
She's done well.
That's an NXT success story.
She's done well.
That's very true. Very true. Still, what's it like for the boyfriend?
Who is her boyfriend?
Buddy Murphy. Yeah. He's still down there. Boing, boing.
That's a damn shame.
Boing, 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 boing. I thought they were going to be like a really good tag team.
Yeah. Then Revival showed up.
Revival just stole their gimmick, and one of them wasn't the Australian one like to drink a bit too much, didn't he?
Maybe, yeah.
I believe.
Alright, male wrestler of the year.
Easy.
For Ace is easy, so we'll go to you in a minute.
Oh shit! I've just thought of something. Storyline of the year. Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho.
That's not WWE, mate.
Oh, does it have to be WWE?
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, well, my wrestler of the year should change. Okay. what was the question? Sorry, Skills.
Male wrestler of the year.
AJ Styles.
The landslide win. Flew.
Yup.
The male wrestler of the year is
AJ Styles.
He's won two awards.
Or as I call him, A. We go way back. I'm like, what up, A? No, what's up, Flew?
All right,
it's Bludgeon Neil.
It's time. The last award of the Kickout 2017 Match of the Year.
I'm sure we need the worst wrestler of the year.
Okay. Do you want to do that?
It went out on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you sure we're not doing that?
Worst wrestler of the year.
Becky Lynch.
Oof.
That's harsh.
She had nothing to say.
She had nothing. Like, she was the first one out in Survivor Series.
She was, wasn't she?
Is that her fault?
Terrible.
Though? Booking.
But she's had bad bookings.
Wow.
And
wow,
she hasn't.
Wow. So and I guess because she you expect slightly more of her.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch. Wow. Well, so what is this worst wrestler? Are we talking about worst wrestler as in storylines or the worst wrestler?
I guess I'm
or both.
I'm,
a bit of both.
I guess I'm gonna go with the side of nothing's. They haven't done anything.
Yeah.
It's not a fact about because really, Judy, you can't really have a worst wrestler
because they're all good.
Yeah. Everybody's really good.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. Obviously,
I think he's right in a
sitting
sense
in
of
a small room in the middle of London with a bunch of fucking marks. Why don't you shut your face, kick out knobs? You kick out knobs over the Christmas period. Hello, welcome to the Wrestle Talk. You knobs! You shut up, kick out! You don't know what you're talking about. You just men and ladies. The lady's gonna vomit. Shut your mouth, you marks.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
okay, I'll put my mind.
I think Becky Lynch is a good candidate.
Yeah. Ty Dillinger.
Right, that's a very good candidate.
Saggy pants.
Saggy pants.
Oh, story about him though. Apparently, he's working heel on house shows at the moment. So they're talking about maybe
because
Vince hates the 10 chant as well, which is not going to go away. Vince has already tried to get rid of. Have you seen these? The referees have to speed it up now.
But did he?
After the 1-4 thing, this is scheduled for 1-4. They used to leave a gap. They've stopped the gap because Vince didn't like it. Vince also hates the 10 chant, so I think he's planning to turn him heel and hopefully stop the 10 chant. But that's not going to happen.
Was there a 10 chart this week?
What's that, sorry? What's the question?
Was there a 10 chart on SmackDown?
Who was it?
Against Jinder.
Yes, when he first came out. But you know what? There wasn't many during the match, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Give him a new gimmick. Change him up. I always said they should have put him, Tyler Breeze together with Cody Rhodes. They would have been a fantastic stable.
Okay, I'm going to put forward worst wrestler of the year, only because I expect so much more of him, and I'm going to say Bray Wyatt.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I think Finn had a worse year than Bray.
Yeah,
he did. Poor Finn.
But
But he's had a couple good matches. That's
the thing. He had a classic with AJ, and he won.
Yeah.
Why did he win?
Was that match a classic? Wasn't it? Well, it could have been better. I'm sure.
2017
for the two of them.
It's not a classic because it's not even in my list of top best matches of the year.
Yeah, I think like we expected more from the, for them two.
It was a good opener. It was a good.
A good match.
Is it an aperitif that goes first or afterwards?
It was a good match. They obviously held back because they might face each other again at Mania or whatever.
I think Shinsuke had a shit year.
Yep.
I think Bobby Roode had a shit year.
I disagree.
Come on.
I think Shinsuke definitely had a bad year.
You think Bobby Roode had a good year?
I think he was NXT still in NXT, yeah. The
first half of the year.
Okay, and on the main roster then?
He had a great run at NXT. And in the main roster, he contended for the US Championship. He had a good match against Ziggler and Corbin. A decent match against Corbin on SmackDown. He hasn't really had that much. He's not that bad. It's not as bad as
it's not bad. It's not bad, but it's not great.
Shinsuke is in a bad place.
Yeah.
Rude is getting pops.
Okay.
He's getting pops. Nobody cares when Shinsuke comes out anymore.
Okay. I say Finn had a bad year. Shinsuke had a bad year.
Shinsuke had a great reaction at the Survivor Series, and that's it.
And he had a good reaction when he went face to face in the Money in the Bank with AJ.
Yeah.
But they need to stop putting the mic in front of him because sweet Moses.
I know.
Can we do one more category after this as well?
Go on.
You're lucky. Did we get this one? Who's the worst?
Who's worst of the year?
So you saying Ty?
I went Bray Wyatt.
You went Bray. Tay went
Becky with Lynch.
Becky Lynch. You're going with Shinsuke?
I'm going to go with Becky Lynch as well.
I'm going to go with Becky Lynch because I don't remember anything that she's done this year.
Wow.
What she's done this year?
You're absolutely correct. It just seems like, wow.
Becky Lynch, where's best of the year?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Alright, this is the next category. Best face or heel turn of the year?
Yeah, this should have been on the category, yeah.
I got mine. Should I go first?
Yeah.
Sami Zayn.
Best heel turn of the year?
Easily for me. I thought it was awesome. Like, I hated it at the beginning, and now I love it. I think all of it, he's like.
Yeah, I'm agree. I agree with that.
He's successfully. Sorry, I never said a word. Successfully become irritating, but also like. In a good way.
And even the way he turned heel was amazing.
It was so good.
Put his Owens off the table. That was amazing. I agree.
Yeah, I'd say the nearest thing you've got is, you know, the fluid way that Enzo turned heel, you know, hearing about him getting chucked off the bus and then just slowly going from really cool, funny promos to quite annoying, arrogant promos.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a nice heel turn, but I'd have to agree with you 100%, Sammy.
I loved the Tommaso Ciampa heel turn. That was fantastic.
Big Cass?
No.
No, we didn't like that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, we went into that.
Absolutely terrible.
Okay. It wasn't that bad, surely.
No, it was terrible.
Really? Yeah. It was quite. Okay.
What happened again?
He hit him with a big boot. Yeah. He's tall, isn't he?
Yeah, that's terrible.
He's tall and the other one's small and he kicked him in the face.
Yeah, Mojo?
Mojo Roy was a good heel turn. Very good heel turn.
Mm-hmm.
Very enjoyable.
No, not one of the
best.
But it didn't match up to Sami Zayn's heel turn.
Sami Zayn was good.
Okay.
Yeah, Sami Zayn. Yeah. Well done.
Cool.
What are the face turns? Face turns don't really happen like that, though, do they? They're like, face turns now happen by accident, so they're like,
yeah.
You can't.
I think face turn, if it keeps going as it is, you've got to say Rusev is
yeah,
face
yeah, turn. Yeah.
I mean, the audience, one, but they're the best face turns when the audience do it, but.
And Usos did a good heel turn, right? That was earlier this year, right?
Yeah, but they've kind of weirdly gone back to face.
Yeah, they're between them.
You know, everyone says, you know, it's neutral at the moment.
Yeah.
I would say they're the only genuine neutral. I know, I guess Roman Reigns as well, but the neutral goody and bad.
Yeah.
They should join Roman Reigns because of the neutrals.
That's good.
And their whole family as well.
No.
All right, now, time for the last award. No, we didn't do male best of the year, did we?
We did.
Maybe we did.
Should we do best promo of the year?
Best promo.
That's good.
Was that Miz?
Yeah, Miz and Maurice.
The one where he cuts the promo on Cena and Roman Reigns. How many chances do you guys get?
Yeah,
amazing.
Very good.
Fantastic promo. Miz said, "Have you got to work hard and tell you to bleed?" But I've been working hard for the past 12 goddamn years. That was a great promo.
That was good. Was good.
I'm gonna give it to that.
What about the Usos New Day rap battle? That was good.
That was funny. That good was segment. Yeah. Wednesday was a great promo.
My favourite promo of the year.
The 12
was,
days Usos promo as well. In 12 days! In 12 days! We're gonna hurt somebody! In 12 days! Paris!
Okay.
Batista
I love
style.
That Bobby Vince
that
was great. It was good.
That's a great promo.
My favourite promo was the emotion that Kurt Angle showed when he found out he had a black son.
No, please.
My black son! My black son! Also, he's a ninja!
My black son! My black son!
What's happening there? We might as well talk about that. So, right, so now...
You know what
Jason Jordan... Jason Jordan's now got the tag belt, so he's basically going to learn from Seth Rollins for the next few weeks.
Yeah.
And then what? And
Seth Rollins is going to find out... when it's time right to turn him back for hero.
Right.
Because
he's been lying to Kurt.
Yeah, he's been lying all this time.
And then it will be now Jason Jordan versus
and
Seth Rollins.
And Angle won't believe it at first. Angle won't believe it at first. He'll be in denial. No, this is my son. What are you talking about, Seth? Right. Seth and Angle might actually have a match. Might go that far. And then Angle will find out, shit, Seth, you're right.
So Seth Rollins versus Jason Jordan at WrestleMania?
No.
Then what?
That's Dean Ambrose is out for 9 months.
Yeah, Jason so Jordan's Seth Rollins versus Jason Jordan.
No, Jason Jordan's going to be Seth Rollins' tag team partner for a while.
How past WrestleMania?
I think Seth is fucked.
Let's give it to the revival.
My black son! My black son! Fucking up everything he touches! My black son! My black son!
To me, you've got to give it to Kurt Angle, haven't you, really? Just the shit they have given him.
Yeah.
Also, you know what's horrible now? It's because obviously they had to do it because of the meningitis scare. But does anyone do you care about the Kurt Angle comeback now?
No.
Nah.
No.
Devastating.
It's very bad.
So why did we get to this point?
Promo of the year.
I was talking about my favourite promo and I was being very sarcastic. I don't know, promo of the year, I think a couple of Enzos when he first started doing the heel turn.
You are Enzo.
No, but it's just
Enzo Mark. Enzo Mark.
The product is so poor at the moment. Oh, you know what? Promo of the year, what was the one when it was in the ring? It was Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar and Samoa Joe. Like I say, and they
and
just
and then Joe went
look at me, I'm talking to you.
That was amazing.
Lesnar was like, I kicked your ass last night, stuff like that.
That was amazing.
That felt real. Oh, yeah. Shit. And also, promo of the year, you have to say Roman Reigns, John Cena, back and forth.
Nope.
Why?
I disagree.
It was
their second one. Their second one was good.
It was nice.
It was awesome.
It was cool. There was good moments. They said things that were like, oh, okay. But Miz does that week in, week out.
So you're saying Miz
deserves promo of the year.
You're saying Miz Cena.
I'm saying Miz when he cuts promos in general. When Miz cut that promo on Reigns and Cena and owned them on Monday Night Raw, for me, nothing's better than that.
Yeah, but we're saying promo of the year, not who's the best promo.
No, but that was the best promo of the year. For me, in my opinion, that promo specifically,
Ace Tay,
and he spoke.
I'm trying to remember which Paul Heyman promo was amazing.
Yeah, amazing one.
Heyman
had an amazing one
when he kept going back to the same word, didn't he?
Oh, wow. Yes, that one.
Going back to the same word. What was it?
What was the word he was using?
Oh,
that was an amazing.
Heyman
one.
Had a sick
and he dropped the mic.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
What was the word? Oh, that's
was that the program of Joe.
Yeah, maybe.
You are the... And he said, you ain't the Samoan for the Samoan family. You're the...
Yes,
you're the outlaw Samoan. Nobody cared about you. Oh, I can't remember now.
But that promo, the one when he kept going back to the
same
word.
He got choked out by Samoa Joe.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
That's probably... You know what? That probably was the angle of the year. The Joe Brock
that's,
build up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a great angle.
What did we say for angle of the year?
We did. Yeah, we said friendship of festival.
Let's go
friendship.
Back.
Joe and Brock Lesnar. That was a great build-up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going back. Ladies and gentlemen,
we're going to reverse that
storyline of the year.
Samoa Joe, Brock Lesnar, great balls of fire build-up.
100%. Well done us for realising because it's difficult over this Christmas period.
Oh god, we suck.
We suck.
Alright.
Are we done now?
Well, probably your Miz.
Promo of the year. Yeah, we'll
I know Tay probably is Bray Wyatt talking about him.
Shut up. It's Miz. It is actually Miz.
It's Miz. I would know. I remember really liking that Heyman one.
That Heyman was amazing too, though. That should be up there as well. It's probably a toss between those two, Heyman and the Miz.
And that, okay. And is that all of them?
And then we got the match of the year.
Oh, match of the year.
So I've got four we can choose from.
Yeah,
go on.
Do that.
Usos versus New Day, Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Andrade Cien Almas versus Johnny Gargano, NXT Brooklyn.
Okay.
Tyler Bate versus Pete Dunne, NXT Chicago. And I'm going to say John Cena versus AJ Styles.
And remember, they did not leave the ring.
That's the four.
I'm going to go Tyler Bate versus Pete Dunne.
Yep.
Same.
Tell you agree. Yeah. I agree.
Aleister Black, Velveteen Dream.
It was a great match.
The tag match last week with the four guys.
The Aleister Black, Velveteen Dream match was a great match. I loved it, but I don't think it's match of the year.
I would have to go with you guys. I'm going to have to go with the English chaps.
Yeah. Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne. Hey, that was a show stealer. For me, that was a 5-star.
Jim Ross commentating.
That was a 5-star match. Jim Ross commentating. It just reminded me of Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko, ECW days. I thought that match was outstanding.
Then well done to all of the winners.
And thank you, Kick Out fans and listeners and subscribers.
Well, wait a minute, Skillet. Surely there's one more. What's your podcast of the year?
The Kick Out Podcast.
Oh, you! Christmas period.
Okay. We'll be back in 2018.
Super Kick!
More stuff. We'll have some visual content as well.
Expect some visual content. Expect us trying to take over the House of Comic Con. Yeah. And we're going to try and do a lot more shows, hopefully. We're going to start doing shows as well, hopefully. So
also,
and it's nearly 100 episodes of the Kick Out soon.
Oh, wow.
This is episode 81.
Oh, we're almost there.
So we need to definitely do a live show for that.
Skillet, on the 100th episode, I'm going to give away some special stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get a suite for Raw and SmackDown. Sick. And I think we should invite one of these mother effers to come and join us.
Anyone that's been listening to the Kick Out Podcast from day one-ish, please tweet us, subscribe, listen, message us, anything so we can be put you in a competition somehow. And the winner of that competition will share a suite at the O2 while we watch Raw at Smack of the Down if live.
Cool! Happy New Year, everyone!
Happy New Year! Come back, sir!
Christmas period! Also,
he's
the ninja!
Come back, sir!
Whiskey Dick!
Whiskey Dick! Super Kick! Super Kick!
Whiskey Dick! Has come back to Ryan's love life!